the Shemin Aleph, I guess. Kolish Miyisrael. So Peyag Rishon is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Boi Yisrael Shmai. Kol Ish Miyisrael Tzor She Yamin V'Yeida She Yesho Motzi Rishon Kadme V'Nitzchi V'Shehim Tzim Mamzik Ma'ashim Tzim Metzias V'Loi Kai Baruch Hu. And so this is a Lashon Kamat from the Rambam, and except with the exception of the word Yamin V'Yeida. So let's talk about that. Let's spend some time on this. The Rambam's Lashon is Yeida. The Rambam's Lashon is Eifa Mitzvahs. Is, if you look at most Eifa Mitzvahs, it says Yamin. If you look at the ones that were translated well, it says Yeida, not Yamin. And Yamin is only it's a bad translation. The word Rambam uses is Leida. Now, there's a real issue with what does it mean you have to know? I mean, you gave me the information and I have to know it, as opposed to what? So somebody who's totally ignorant of it, I mean, if I read this, it says I have to know this is true and that's it. It's very hard to understand exactly what is the Maisa Mitzvah over here. It's part of a bigger puzzle. In the Rambam lists this emuna as a mitzvah from Anoch Hashem Elokecha. There are Rishonim, the Smag argues, and the argument is a very, very strong argument. He says a mitzvah means that a person is coming and asking for instructions. I'm a from Yid, I come to the Rav and I say, Rebbe, it's Pesach tonight, what am I supposed to do? So he says, you have to eat matzah, you have to drink wine, and so on. That is a reasonable assumption. Let's say a person is not a maimon, and I come to him and I say, listen, it's a Mefurash Rambam that you have to believe. So what does that mean? I mean, it's like Miman Efshach. Either when I'm learning the Rambam, I believe, and then you don't need to tell me. So it's not only the Rambam. What does it mean? There's a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people be maminim. What's the point of it? A person who's a maimin and subscribes that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has the right to be mitzaveh him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. So now the question is, what are you being mitzaveh? Mitzaveh on stuck on tzitzis, on peyah, on lekev, and shikha. Fine. But this, what exactly does it mean? And that's why many Rishonim hold it doesn't pass to say that you need to have a mitzvah on it. You can't. A second issue that was raised is, I mean, it's one thing if you tell me go eat matzah. So I go and eat matzah. When you tell me you have to believe, and let's say I don't believe. So I mean, you know, the evidence is brought before me, and I find it to be highly unsatisfactory. So what does that mean? Forget about the fact I want to be frum, I want to listen, but if so, if the mitzvah is to say every day Shema, so I can say that you can be mitzvah me. How mitzvah is somebody to believe? Those are questions that have been raised on the Rambam, and the word leida especially. What does it mean to know? Believing we sort of think is some sort of religious activity. I have to know. So if I tell you I have to memorize the phone book, fine. I have to know science 101. I understand what that means. Well, I have to know the dimension of the world. Okay, so I know it, or I don't know it. I believe it, or I don't believe it. What does it mean? Those are issues all with what the Musar Mitzvah is. So, simple ways of explaining it are along the lines of that. With certainly talking to a person who has belief, a person who is a maimin, but the mitzvah is to strengthen his emunah so that it becomes something very barer to him. So the mitzvah lies in the reinforcement of it through raya's stories, however you want, but the world of that mitzvah is from a person who has emunah at level 6, to bring it up to Emunah at level 10. That's kind of the way we would describe it. So that would be one way of looking at it. There's another way about, and that das is a the difference between emunah das would be as follows. This would work better in the Rambam, where the mitzvah is actually das. If somebody comes and tells me that, I don't know, some fact, you know, if somebody shows me official statistics that 60% of the people have this illness, do I trust it? Yeah, trust the information. But imagine you're somebody who's working in a hospital and 6 out of 10 people that come to the hospital have this disease. It's a very, very different type of knowledge than the type of knowledge that you have when people are telling you things. In other words, the difference between emunah and das is almost a concrete type of knowledge. It's something where you felt it with your hands, and you're firsthand acquainted with it. That to me is reality. And Masha Ein Kein, things that are reported, I trust very strongly. So the Marshall, if somebody were to come and to tell me that actually in England, May is not the prime minister, someone else, and the newspapers all made up or whatever it is, I would kind of be astonished, but it would shake my faith in the media, but that's it. If someone comes and tells me that the street here in front of Yeshiva is not Kola Avenue, I would feel my sanity is gone, or his sanity is gone. Somebody's sanity is gone. We're not talking about information, misinformation, we're talking about metzias. I mean, there's metzias out there. It either is or it isn't. And therefore, it's something that is the chiyuv of emunah is to bring it to das, where das is knowledge as firm as metzias. We have certain knowledge by us that is personal experience, it's metzias, and there's a certain knowledge by us that is information that we trust. So that would be ways of learning the Rambam. Al-Kopanim, the Rambam is speaking about mitzvahs. He is not really speaking about mitzvahs. He's sketching the world. And therefore it's a little bit, I mean, it's quoting the Rambam obviously, it's a little bit hard to understand why he uses the word tzarech sheyamin v'yeda, why tzarech. I mean, he's speaking about tachlis. You know, the first idea is this. He's explaining what Torah is presenting. So Torah is presenting all these things, but the idea of a metzias is not something that, you know, is something that is not clear in terms of, in other words, what he's doing over here is putting all the blocks in place. If you believe in this, this is on top of this. From this comes something else. So the word tzarech is a little bit tzarechi in why he says the word tzarech sheyamin v'yeda. But al kopanim, it's a table from the Rambam. And the yeda, no matter how you learn it, no matter which one of the explanations we gave to you, the word das, it means a very, very strong sense of something. When we translate it to know, it doesn't do it justice. This is extremely well seen in the Chumash. For Adam yada es chava, Adam nu chava. So the word it's a euphemism for beer. Now, it's sort of translated. Lemashal, I meet somebody and I have a nodding acquaintance with the person. That's nice. I meet somebody and I get to know him better. When somebody is mizdabik b'ishtoi, so that is kind of the strongest sense of the other person. It's not a distance interaction. It's pashit, I have the person himself. So the word das, as used v'adam yoresh chava, is exactly this concept of das we're talking about. It says the Moshe Boaz Moda Enu. Boaz is an acquaintance. So we've had interaction, we know each other, we have some, but it's not something where I can actually, say that I know him. But it says in Chazal over there that she's Osid Lakira Kederach Kol Haaretz. She will become acquainted to him in the strongest way possible. That's Das. So Das, in the sense, in Sfarim HaKadoshim, the word Das is used to mean a chibur, a connection, for that reason. It means where I'm connected to something, so to be makrish its mitzias is being makrish something in me. So the mashal, this table, now that I have my hand on it, if someone denies the table exists there, I bet some denying my hand, then you're telling me my hands are not, my eyes and hands are not telling me the truth. So das is a type of knowledge that's extremely, it's mechuber to the thing I know. So as opposed to sort of an intellectual cognizance, which could be described as chachma, which is described as bina in other different languages, this is something that is the etzem atzmusik. That's the difference. I want to hold it here because I don't know if I want to start the next piece. Maybe we'll talk more about the difference in yarn, about emunah and so on. As we go, we have one or two more days to be together. I don't want to really get into the hemshech, so we'll spend some more time about emunah and the idea of that.